Good afternoon. Welcome to Stephen Minister Training. I should say welcome back to Stephen Minister Training. We've now completed two modules in the training program. The last one, you'll recall, was on feelings, yours, mine, and ours. This is module three, the art of listening. Very important topic, very fundamental building block topic of Stephen Ministry. There really is a connection between feelings and listening. And our hope is that you're going to make that connection and benefit from the understanding of the relationship as we go today. Today, our hope is that you will become more effective in using listening skills to help your care receivers explore their thoughts and feelings. Looking at our devotion for today, we look back to the book of Exodus. In Exodus, we hear the story of the freeing of the Israelites from captivity in Egypt. God listened to his people and responded to their pleas. And during that long period, the Israelites groaned in their slavery. They cried out, and their cry for help, because of their slavery, went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Exodus chapter 2. God continued to listen to his children. And throughout the Bible, God hears and responds to their prayers and cries and groaning for help. He also listens to us when we cry out today. He hears our prayers of thanksgiving, praise, supplication, and complaint. You might have heard of the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. When we pray, these are the four topics that we really should always try to include: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and finally, supplication, the things that we're looking to God to help with. God said in Isaiah 65, "Before they call, I will answer. While they're still speaking, I will hear." God hears and responds. He might not respond with what we're hoping, but he always responds. He hears us. The Bible verse at the beginning of this lesson is on page 61 in your Stephen Minister Training Manual. And it simply says, "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen and slow to speak." From James chapter 1, verse 19a. Difficult things sometimes for all of us. I know I can say that it is at times. But we should be listening first. And then, after thinking about what we're going to say, we share our thoughts, if it's appropriate. So as we listen to our care receivers, God works through our caring to bring healing and a deeper self-understanding and the abundant life that Jesus promised. Let's pray. Father, we pour out our hearts to you in praise, sorrow, profound need, or joyous thanksgiving. When we cry out, you're there for us, listening, caring, soothing, and healing. Give us the patience, compassion, and skill we need to follow your example and be good listeners. Bless us through this time of learning. Use it to equip us to listen well. Give us opportunities to listen to one another and use our care to build bonds of Christian love between us. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, may I have your attention, please? That's on slide number three. And the point of this is it's going to be a brief exercise. We're going to do it with pairs or maybe as a group if our group today is a little bit small, smaller than normal. We have one person missing. And we're asking each person to take a role either A or B. And if you're A, we ask you to tell B examples of what you like to do and why. But B, the listener, needs to ignore A. So you get the gist of this exercise. And for those of you that are not actually going to be able to do it, being remote, you have an idea of what we're practicing. After we complete that part of the exercise, we do it again and give someone else an opportunity to share and to listen. And we're going to be using a different technique. Instead of ignoring, we're going to be using a special listening skill. On page 61 in your Stephen Minister training manual, in focus note 1, there's an image called solar listening. Just an abbreviation. What it stands for, though, is important. And just to be on the same page with the class, we do the exercise again that I just described, only this time the person listening is using these skills. Solar, okay, S-O-L-A-R. It talks about posture. When you're listening, you send a message depending upon how you're sitting, what your body position is to your care receiver. So sit slightly forward in your chair if you can. O, open, relaxed posture. Don't look nervous because you shouldn't be nervous. You're putting your trust in the Holy Spirit to be there to help you. So be relaxed and portray that relaxed atmosphere or relaxed disposition to your care receiver. That will help to relax them as well. L, look into the person's eyes. Don't glare at them. That's a little disconcerting. Just make sure your gaze is friendly and warm and look directly into their eyes. Don't be distracted. A, pay attention to what the other person is saying. Very important. Don't be distracted. That's why it's important to be in a safe place with minimal distractions. And finally, R of the word solar, reflect what the other person says. We talked about reflective listening last time, and we'll get a little bit more into that this time. The idea being that you repeat what you heard, what you think you heard, your care receiver say in your own words to validate with that care receiver that this is indeed what they said and what they meant. And it also tells your care receiver that you're truly paying attention. Okay, so we go through the exercise again using that technique instead of ignoring the person. And of course, the results are much better for the care receiver, for the person who is conveying their thoughts and hoping that he has or she has a Stephen Minister that's really paying attention. There's some review questions that go with this this exercise as well. But we're going to move on a little bit and get to the next section. And the next section in your book is on page 62 and 63, focus note 3, active listening discussion. Okay. In the class, I will be reading each of those questions and giving about 4 minutes or so for discussion with the whole group. So I'm going to ask you to do the same thing, just obviously be one-on-one, just looking at the questions, thinking them through, and trying to come up with some reasonable responses to them. For example, the first one, how much potential do you think people have to grow in their ability to be a good listener? Just make you think, actually, we have a lot of confidence that people, willing people, can learn to improve their listening skills. So each one of these questions is in your book, and I'd ask you to make some notes as you go through them and work as best you can to think through the concepts that are being asked. That's about, in the class, it's about a 40-minute session, and then we'll take a break. Let's say we're done with that, and we're coming back from break. And the first topic on the table, I mentioned we'd be talking about it again, is practicing reflective listening. Okay. We've read about active listening in the pre-class reading, and we've already discussed a lot of elements of that technique in our classes, this one and the last one. We're this one right now and then the last one. So now, the best thing we can do to really bring that topic home and hopefully hone that skill is actually to go ahead and to do an exercise. Just for informational purposes, because obviously we can't do it remotely as well, but you do need a few people to do this. But we will be taking the time to go through by instruction in the book exercises that help us to use active listening skills. And we take like three rounds with the people that are here, so everyone gets an opportunity to share based on the situations that are in focus note 4 in page 63 in your book. And then there's always going to be someone who's listening, trying to use solar, the right listening skills, and then we kind of rotate. We also have an observer because we have enough people to do that. And that person leads the group each round in the discussion questions that are on focus note 5. And those questions in your book are on page 63. I ask you to look it over and try to get a little bit of an idea of what, you know, what we're doing with this skill, trying to improve the use of the skill. And unfortunately, you can't really practice it unless you have a couple people with you. But hopefully, based on your pre-class reading and some of the comments today that you're hearing, you'll get the idea and begin to use and practice maybe in your own life, in real time, some of the skills that you're hearing about. Okay, that goes on again for quite a number of minutes in the class. And at the very end, I ask some questions. I'll just give you an idea of the questions I ask of the group. Now, how did you feel about the reflective listening skill practice? What did you learn about the reflective listening or about yourself from the skill practice? How do you feel about using the skill, active listening, that is, as a major caregiving tool with a care receiver? And what might you do to become more confident in your active listening skills before your first caring relationship? Obviously, one thing would be to use the skill in your own interpersonal relationships and try to get more confident and more at ease with using it. I think you'll see very positive results. So it's a really good thing to do. Okay. The caregiver's compass appears at the end of every module. Sometimes we talk about it in the class, sometimes we won't. But the idea of it is that as we progress through these modules, you'll see how the Stephen minister becomes more compassionate, full of faith, skilled, and trustworthy, and how everything that we do always, always, always focuses on Christ at the center of all of our efforts, because he is the great physician. He is the one who heals while we do the caring that we're trained to do. Okay, looking ahead, the next class is Module 4, Distinctively Christian Care, Part 1. There is a little reading that goes along with the preparation for this class. I'm going to ask you to first finish Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, chapters 9 through 14. And for those that come to the class, they are bringing that book with them for the next two classes. There is no pre-class reading assignment in the Stephen Minister training manual for the next class. If you have, and you should have now, a schedule of the training, you'll see that the reading assignment for each class appears on that schedule. So that should make it a little bit easier. The last thing that we cover in this particular module is an exercise called Listening to God. listening is a skill we can all continue to improve. I don't think any one of us gets to the point where, well, we're just the perfect listener and there's no way that we're going to get any more perfect than we are. That's not likely to happen. But you can definitely improve. As better listeners, we also become better disciples. What if we were to apply this skill to listening to God? We show our love for Him by paying attention. Listen carefully to His Word. We can work to actively listen in God's messages or to His messages, paying attention to the thoughts and feelings that they bring up in us. We can consider our response to what we hear from God. Reflecting on that, he says, not only by living as obedient disciples, but also by communicating our love to God as our Savior, our friend, and our closest confidant. So let's listen to our God. And of course, the way that we do that is listening to His Word. If you look in your book on page 65 and 66, you'll see some passages from Scripture. What I ask in the class is that the participants review those passages and sit quietly, individually, and pay attention to our God in His Word. Then select one of the five Bible passages in Focus Note 6, and that is Focus Note 6, starting on page 65. Reflect on it and pay attention to what God is saying to you. Then as you're contemplating the passage, focus on the three questions at the end of the scripture passages, I should say. And they're on page 66. We allow several minutes in the class for the class to take the time to do this exercise. Thank you for listening. Looking forward to seeing you, or you're hearing us again, the next class next week. For Distinctively Christian Care, we're now into Module 4, Part 1. God bless your week.